Pierre de Fermat was a 17th century French mathematician who made some of the greatest breakthroughs in the history of numbers. His inspiration came from studying the Arithmetica, an ancient Greek text.
Fermat owned a copy of this book, which is a book about numbers with lots of problems, which presumably Fermat tried to solve. He studied it, he wrote notes in the margins.
Fermat's original notes were lost, but they can still be read in a book published by his son. It was one of these notes that was Fermat's greatest legacy.
And this is the fantastic observation of Master Pierre de Fermat, which caused all the trouble. Cubem autem induas cubas.
This tiny note is the world's hardest mathematical problem. It's been unsolved for centuries, yet it begins with an equation so simple that children know it off by heart.
The square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides.
Yeah, well, that's Pythagoras' theorem, isn't it? That's what we all did at school. So, Pythagoras' theorem, the clever thing about it is that it tells us when three numbers are the sides of a right-angled triangle. That happens just when x squared plus y squared equals z squared.